Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Paige Bambushi Rothelsberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, wonderful, daughter. Everything is going great on my end. Just voted a few hours ago. You know, I didn't go early, but I went today. And everything was a smooth sailing. You know, I was in and out very quickly. There was a rapidly moving line. You know, they had lots of voting stations and everything went very smoothly. So I just hope the outcomes go as smoothly.
Oh, yeah. Listen, there's, what is it, 35 seats are up for election? Is that right? I think something like that. And then we have to look at in the Senate, we're looking at Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Ohio, and Georgia, because those are kind of toss up. So we're going to cross our fingers and, you know, ask for positive vibes.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't really sound very positive.
No, I am. Oh, you know, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive, daughter. Okay.
Let's tell everybody what we're sipping on, Mai. Oh, and, you know, let's give a shout out to the NBA. You know, I love the NBA. Sometimes it gets a couple things wrong, but they're pretty much on the right side of things for the most part. So okay. No NBA games today. They're out encouraging people to vote and, you know, they're using the stadiums for voting locations. And yeah, they want the focus to be on voting.
Okay. All right. Good for you, NBA. That's a good look. All right, sweetie.
So this is Noble Wolf Vodka, our first guest.
We're back to Bryce, right?
We're back to Bryce. Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Health, wealth, and happiness, long life and prosperity, and wonderful outcomes to this midterm election season, and to Beto O'Rourke.
Beto.
Salud.
This is really, really, really good vodka.
Nice and robust.
Really good. And it's pretty affordable. The price points are really good. Noble Wolf Vodka.
Okay. Shout out to Noble Wolf and to you, Bryce, for being our first guest. Yeah.
First guest.
Okay. All right. Sweetie, what's going on with you? What's going on in the world?
It's a lot of stuff going on. First off, I know we talked about this before, but we want to give an update. Oprah Winfrey did endorse John Fetterman, so over Dr. Oz. Remember, everybody was saying that she needed to come out against Dr. Oz, and she did.
Well, that's the way to do it. Oh, yeah. And I think Oprah is pretty much, I mean, you know, nobody's perfect, but you know, Oprah's pretty much a person of her convictions, you know.
Are you surprised that she publicly endorsed Fetterman? Nope. Because Mr. Kid Rock called her a fraud.
No, I don't even care anything that comes out of Kid Rock's mouth. No, I'm not surprised at all. Good on Oprah. No, not surprised at all.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm happy that she did. And
absolutely.
I guess I can't say I'm surprised, especially nowadays. People need to come out and speak their truth.
Yeah, that's it. Good on Oprah.
Okay. Well, another update, Ma, is Elon Musk, everything going on with Elon Musk and Twitter. So it's rumored that they are going to put Twitter pretty much under like a paywall. And then also they are going to ask people who want the verified blue mark check that they have, that they're going to charge them $8 per month. We talked about that before.
Right.
Since Elon took over, they're estimating around 1 million users have either deactivated or suspended their Twitter account.
Okay.
And he's fired half of the staff of Twitter. We heard that. And yes. Whoopi Goldberg is the latest celebrity to leave Twitter.
Okay.
Also, Elon Musk doesn't appear to be monitoring hate speech, but he suspended several celebrities who impersonated him on Twitter. Sarah Silverman, Kathy Griffin, Rich Sumner from Mad Men. Do you think Elon is going to regret buying Twitter?
No, okay. I don't. No, he wants to have a voice. He wants to be in control. he's going to have the audience that he wants. He's going to have the staff that he wants. No, I don't think he'll regret it.
You don't think it's going to lose money? I mean, because the advertisers
I think he'll just have, I think it'll just be an altogether different type of environment. No, I don't think he's going to regret it because I think there's enough people who, you know, espouse his same type of beliefs and have his same attitude. And mm-hmm. it'll just be a platform for those people exclusively. You know, if it goes to the extreme, it'll be just more of that exclusively and, you know, not necessarily a place where you go to for any kind of unbiased, reliable or balanced information. It'll just be, an arena for negativity and hate speech and people who believe the same types of things that Elon Musk believes. I don't know. No, I don't think so. Listen, it would be wonderful if there was, you know, a more pushback, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm not confident in that. No, I think it's going to serve his intended purpose.
Well, I don't know. Here's my thing. I think that, you know, there's going to be more and more pushback. And I think, you know, Elon, he has Tesla, he has SpaceX. And I think that people, you know, there's going to be pushback with those brands. You know, those are the brands that we know him for.
I hope so. And, you know, in fairness to the people, I certainly hope you're right.
Because when you really,
I would like to see that.
What I'm seeing on Twitter right now, like I told you before, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. So, yeah, well, we'll see. I hope that he does regret buying Twitter.
I hope, you know, at this point, I'm just seeing so much negative. You know, when I turn on the news, it's like the Republicans have already won everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, what? You know, and I was flipping through and I saw some ad and it says, oh, would you vote for Donald Trump for the third time? Third time? I didn't vote for him for the first time, number one.
Right.
Personally, what you mean third? What are they even talking about? That's what the ad said. And there was no provision for you to click hell no or just no. It just said, you know, I would vote for Donald Trump for the third time. That's all. And a picture of him. And I'm like, what ad is that? Are you insane? You know, and I, you know, got rid of it. But mm-hmm. that was the ad. That was the entire ad. What, you know, vote for him for the third. What?
Well, I don't know. I also think that the more that we talk about him, the more he pops up, unfortunately. And I don't like all of the talk of Donald Trump.
I wasn't talking about him with anyone. And I think it's just at this point that they're just saturating the media with his stuff right at this time in particular.
Okay, so, well, yeah. Whatever. I'm sick of...
No, but you know, but yeah, but I agree with you 100% with what you say. Yeah, there's also total truth in what you're saying, because that's what it is, you know. But I hope that you are right. I hope that what you say happens. I hope we'll see more pushback. I saw a little clip where it said that Elon Musk wanted to rehire some of the people he had let go. I don't know if there's any validity in that. I just saw that yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. I don't know what that was. And we got to be careful with, you know.
Yeah. I really didn't read the article. It probably was an excerpt from something, you know, to put a spin on what is not really true.
Right.
But okay. All right, sweetie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we shall see. You know, that's one thing about it. We shall see. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about, you know, somebody else that, you know, has been flooding the, I guess, internet waves or just in general, the media waves lately. Was Kyrie. And so, you know, how I feel about Kyrie. I think he should be suspended. Obviously, you shouldn't promote a movie with anti-Semitic tropes and, you know, under any conditions. Okay. However, there's some things that are coming out now that I am not necessarily a fan of, and I don't know what you think of it, Ma. So the Nets have delivered Kyrie Irving 6 items that he must complete in order to return to the team. This is after his at least 5 games of suspension. Apologize and condemn the movie, which... Okay. $500,000 donation to anti-hate causes, sensitivity training, anti-Semitic training, meet with ADL and Jewish leaders, and meet with Joe Tsai, the owner, to demonstrate understanding. Do you think that the Nets are going a little bit too far with this whole demand thing, or are you
No.
in agreement? No.
In agreement, no. I don't know how effective. I don't think that all of it is going to be so effective, but I think that they should really put him through whatever they think is appropriate because he has gotten away with too much for too long and it's unhelpful. Guess what? Now, I hope you can appreciate where I'm coming from with this, but I think it will help Kyrie. I hope it will help Kyrie overall. You understand? Not only will it be good for the team, it's more healthy for our quality of life and the society that we live in. I think it will help Kyrie. He needs to learn discipline and consequences and commitment. You understand? There's a number of things he needs to learn, and I think some of these things will help him at least think about it. You understand?
You don't think that the demands may be a little bit emasculating and
No.
yeah, the little, I don't want to say, or humiliating.
I don't think, see why, how it's emasculating. I'm not picking up on that.
Well, listen, he did apologize, and either they don't want him on the team anymore, which that is their right, or either they, have him back on the team. Now, I'm totally fine if they say, look, you're going to sit this out. It's not good for the locker room. You need to, we don't think you're good with the Nets. We don't think you mesh well. But all of these different things that he has to do, I don't know. If the Anti-Defamation League wants him to do stuff, then I'm totally on board and support that. But I don't feel it's the place of the Nets to demand all of those different things. I think that they didn't do what they were supposed to do from the beginning, and now,
They're
they're
overdoing it. Now
overcompensating.
you feel that they're overcompensating.
Yeah.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but I don't think it's inappropriate. I don't think they're being too harsh with him. I do not.
Okay. I mean,
I do not
okay.
think they're being too
Listen,
harsh with him.
and I also think it
Some of
plays
that
into the role
takes
of a
a while.
martyr, Ma. I think
Yeah.
that's what he wants.
I mean, that's up to the people to embrace him or not embrace him as that. And what I
Right.
also think is that some of this bravado needs to be, he needs to take it down a couple notches because it's not helpful. It's not helping him be a good human being, not at all. So it's just making him feel more pampered, more special, more whatever. But then there's also the thing, like you said, it could have the reverse effect and throw him into martyrdom. But
And
I
that's what he calls himself. He's called himself that before.
well, so we shall see.
So
Once
I'm just a
again,
little
we
bit
shall see.
concerned about that because I think,
I'm not,
listen,
I don't think, I've
Ma,
heard a lot of people, a lot of comments, and I don't think he's going to be anybody's martyr.
here's my thing. I think that if you don't want him on your team, I understand that and accept that. Good. Okay. But if you want to have him back, I don't think all these different hoops and stuff that they're putting out there is right. Like, of course, he should talk to the owner, have a discussion with the owner, but all those other things that they're asking him to do, it just something about it just seems disingenuous and like they're just trying to publicly humiliate him. And I don't know if
I didn't
that's
think
how
that.
they should have done that.
I really didn't think it was about humiliating him. I really didn't think that. Maybe you feel that's their goal, and maybe it is. But I didn't get that from it. I got from it that they let him slide for so long for so many things that they're getting a lot of backlash about it. So, hello,
Okay. Yeah.
dear daughter, yeah. So I mean, let's see how it goes. And I do think the ultimate goal is not that they want to get rid of him, but that they feel that he's destructive and disruptive to the team, and that they're just ultimately going to have to get rid of him. And I also think that he wants to go.
Okay. All right. I don't know about that. I'll leave that alone. I mean, I think he wants his paycheck. I don't think he wants to go so much because he wants a paycheck. If he leaves, I don't think he really necessarily has a place to go right now.
Yeah.
So that's a whole nother story. But
Well
we'll.
then, that's both things. The team is also in between a rock and a hard place. It ain't that they right now in a position just to tell him to get the hell out. That's
But
also
we'll see. We'll see what
yeah.
happens.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let's do some more updates. So remember I told you before that Drake decided that he was going to talk about Serena Williams' husband, Alexis Ohanian.
Yes.
And referring to Serena's husband as a groupie. Well, Alexis decided to respond to this.
That's funny.
And he said he didn't really think it's such a bad thing. The reason I stay winning is because I'm relentless about being the absolute best at whatever I do, including being the best groupie to my wife and daughter.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
What
so
sweet. Do you think that he should have responded, or did you just love his response so
I
much
loved
to
his
where?
response. I loved his response.
Okay.
Yes, I loved it. It's cute. It's cute.
Okay.
It's very disarming too. Okay.
Yeah. And that's like a lot of swag to me. That's like,
Yeah,
all
oh
right.
yeah,
Yeah,
that's
I
the
like that.
ultimate. That's the ultimate to have that kind of confidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had to have that kind of confidence to step to Serena.
Yeah.
So he did.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So my let me ask you this question. Oh, first off, you know that there has been a winner declared in California for the Powerball. I think it's 2.04 billion. They won at least one winner in California, is what they said.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that's enough of that.
No. Well, maybe it's enough of this. I have a question for you. Is this out of pocket or on the money? So a few days ago, a lottery winner in China decided that they were going to go get their check. But when they went to go get their check for 30.6 million, they dressed up as a mascot in order to keep it a secret from his wife and children. Is this out of pocket?
Out of pocket, you bastard. Out of pocket. You got that kind of money and you don't want your wife and kids to know?
I don't know how that works, but yes.
Oh, no. However it works, he know that they was coming to get their share. Okay, if he was legally protected, he wouldn't have had to dress up like a mascot. Okay, no, he dressed up because he's trying to lie and hide. Oh my goodness, that's not good. Come on, man, you know, no, out of pocket, out of pocket completely.
Oh,
That's
I agree.
Ridiculous.
I agree, but that was, yeah.
Come on, you got a nice chunk of change there. It ain't like you won a few $100s and you just gonna go blow it up the street or whatever. Even a few thousand, even 3 or 4 thousand, you might have threw yourself a nice little party or something. But come on, millions? And you're gonna, oh, go ahead, man. You too greedy. Oh, if I was your wife, I'd get my chunk and see you later. Oh,
Yeah.
no, we got a bad attitude.
Yeah.
That's stingy and mean. Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I
Okay.
wouldn't even do that. I'll even give my ex-husband a few dollars. Come on,
Uh-oh. Dad is listening, Mom.
I would give my ex-husband a few dollars
He's
if I got
listening.
that nice chunk. It, you know, at one time like that, I would give my ex-husband a few dollars. Yeah, of course. You know, spread the love. That's good. You know, what you do when you spread it, it comes back to you, you know? So that would be fine with me. We could all have some fun.
Okay, well, something else. I don't
But
know if
what
he'd
a
been.
nasty husband. Oh my God, I can't believe him. I thought you was going to say to keep from getting robbed or something,
No.
or to keep, you know, other greedy friends and relatives from bugging him, you know, or something funny. But your wife and kids? Come on.
So,
I see your wife. Oh my goodness.
And my also that just happened. This happened yesterday. They made an announcement. The Indianapolis Colts, they had let their coach go. They fired their coach, and they hired a Mr. Jeff Saturday, who has really no coaching experience.
You know, I saw Jeff's picture, but I didn't read it.
He's,
And I just remember
you
him
know
from
Jeff.
Yeah, with the curly hair and the pretty eyes, and he comes on and he talks
On
to
first date,
Stephen A.
yes.
Yeah, the first date. Yeah, I know
Get
Jeff
Up, he's on
Saturday.
all of those. Yeah,
I always
he's on
thought Jeff
ESPN.
was cute. I like Jeff Saturday. I saw his picture,
Yes.
but I didn't read what it said.
He's the interim coach for the Colts with no coaching experiences.
So
And
funny.
We all love Jeff Saturday, so we wish him well, you know, but some people were saying,
Who
what?
did he replace?
The former coach, what is his name? Frank, I can't think of his name. Frank Wright.
He wasn't that good, apparently.
Well, the team was not doing well.
Whatever the case was.
They replaced them with a couple of, quarterbacks, and it just wasn't. They had like seven quarterbacks.
So they need to shake up. They needed to shake up.
They needed to shake up. But, you know, and this is also in the middle of the season, which is, you know, really strange. But a lot of people were just kind of, what's his name? Frank Rich. Anyway, to make a long story short, a lot of people are happy for Jeff, but they're saying, whatever happened to the Rooney Rule? But the Rooney Rule doesn't apply to this.
But Jeff Saturday is multiracial.
Well, I don't think he knows that, right? I don't think he recognizes that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's not aware, but I can look right at him and see he's mixed.
Mixed with what?
Northern and Southern European.
Right. So, do you think...
Southern, Eastern, Western European.
Do you think that the media and, you know, people are going a little too far, you know, on Jim Irmsay? What's his name? Jim Irmsay? Yeah, anyway.
I don't know.
The owner for hiring Jeff, or do you think that's his decision?
I didn't even know people were saying anything about it. But
because it came out, it would be like if somebody just hired you for some random position, like become the CEO of I don't know, Rihanna's company, you know?
Well, I would understand that. Maybe they knew I bought Rihanna's perfume and bought you her, what do you call that, one piece thing that I got you last Christmas? I mean, maybe they know I have that experience. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that should qualify me for something. I should be able to be the CEO or something. You know, some of Rihanna's stuff, and you have her spritz all the time. So,
oh, wow.
You know,
thanks.
Right? Yeah, there you go. Right. We can run any of her businesses. There you go.
Yes, because I have her spritz.
There you go.
Anyway, I just thought it was funny. You know, I wish, you know, Jeff Saturday good luck, because he seems like a cool dude, whatever the issues are. He seems cool.
Hey, good luck to all involved. Good luck.
We do hope that at some point some minority coaches will get an opportunity. But I can't.
Yeah, I didn't know Jeff was even trying to work.
Jim Irsay just likes him.
Well, there you go. I mean, what more qualification do you need? I don't know what's wrong with you, daughter. You didn't know that was the main thing? That's the main thing that every person looks for in a job candidate? Do I like you?
Well, that's what he said, yeah.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So, here we go.
Bet you he won't like him as much when he gets finished screwing up the team. But anyway.
Well, we won't even go there.
Or they already at the bottom.
They're not doing well. So, and Stephen A was funny, because Stephen A said he's going to really come after Jeff.
Stephen A back from COVID?
He still has protocols to go through, but he's filming a show from his home. So.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So the other thing, Ma, is I told you about Cher last week also. So Cher is dating a younger man. It's only a 40-year age gap.
What's 40 years among friends?
Yes. And, you know, some people kind of criticize the whole situation and, you know, saying that they just were looking at her, that the guy was looking at her for maybe had wrong intentions. And she says,
He's getting attention.
I wasn't born yesterday. And what I know for sure, there are no guarantees. And she said, anytime you make a choice, you take a chance. I've always taken chances. It's who I am. She said some other lovely things too, and let everybody explain. Yes, that she didn't give a F what anyone thinks.
And she's always been that way.
Right. Is this out of pocket or on the money?
On the money, completely. On the money. If she wants to enjoy that young man and have her some fun, and that young man wants to enjoy a lovely lifestyle and have himself some fun, good. It's mutually beneficial. It's a totally
symbiotic. He is Amber Rose's
symbiotic relationship. I don't care anything about that. Amber Rose ain't shit. It's a totally symbiotic relationship. He's getting something that he is enjoying and loves, and she's getting something that she enjoys and loves. You know what I mean? And that's it. And that's so, what are you trying to say? They out of their mind. They don't know what they're doing. And guess what? And they're still having fun. Okay.
Listen, I'm all for it because men do it all the time. And it's all
there you go. And nobody bats an eyelash. Just so whatever, you know.
Right. And it's just a relationship.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful. What do you think she's trying to do with him? People kill me. Like, you know, what do you think she wants with him? And no, whatever that thing is or those things are, she's getting it. And then she's having fun.
Yeah.
And we don't have to want the same things from each other to benefit, you know, and enjoy the relationship. And it's wonderful. Her eyes are open. She know what time it is. His eyes are open. He knows what time it is. So that's just it. Good.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm in total agreement with you. All right. And then something else might have happened in the news that I think you'll be happy about, but we don't know exactly what's going on.
I'm happy about here. You got some more good news?
That is, yes, I have some good news. I don't know. We don't know all the details. So Jay-Z and Jeff Bezos were seen out at dinner last night or the night before over a meeting where they possibly are working on putting a bid on the Washington Commanders. Now, we mentioned about Byron Allen before, but now it appears that Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z are forming their own group. And then today I heard that Matthew McConaughey wants to jump in on it because Matthew McConaughey is good friends with Dan Schneider. And Dan Schneider doesn't want to do business with Jeff Bezos because Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. So what are your thoughts on that? Was that too much?
yes and no, mostly no. My thoughts are that this is really, really kind of maybe not nice to say, but my thought is that I'm glad to see and hear that Jay-Z is involved in the mix. And that's kind of all I want to say, because there's always...
That's all you want to say?
Okay. I don't want to say a whole lot, because there's always the business part of business, which means there's some level of unpleasantness for somebody. Okay. It's not that everybody benefits equally. Okay. There's almost no business deal that you can make where people are intended to, you know, make money because it's a business deal. That's kind of the goal, mm-hmm. right? Where somebody isn't going to be dissatisfied. I don't know enough about it to know what happened with the Byron Allen thing, what's going on with that.
Well, that's a separate bid. That will be separate, and then whatever he's doing.
Well, is he still bidding? I understand it's a separate bid.
Well, we don't. First off, we haven't had confirmation that Dan's trying
about any of it. Okay, well, you're asking me to comment, and I'm telling you the possible scenarios that can make it not so pleasant, you know. I like it that Jay-Z is involved. I like it that it's two Black men somehow involved. And I wish them success. Let me get out of it because there's many, many ways to go with it. Let me just say that. That's all.
Why are you getting out of it?
I don't want to say anything else about it. I don't know that much about it yet. You know, I don't know that much about it yet. I don't know if it's real. Let's see what happens. Okay. I don't know if it's real. It's going to happen. I mean, I could sit here and give you a lot of hypotheticals about things, but I would like to say overall, I like the sound of it. And I wish both of them success.
All right. You know, I didn't mean to bring in Byron Allen because I shouldn't have brought in Byron Allen because I don't have as much confirmation with Byron Allen as we do have a little bit more with Jeff Bezos. And so that was.
So let's just see.
Jay-Z. I'm sorry.
Jay-Z, you asked me what I think. I'm glad to see a Black man involved with that. You know, with that ownership of a professional sports team. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to hear it. And there needs to be more. Let me just put it that way across the board. Those are my general things. Those are my general sentiments. You got me?
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
I mean, so, if you have some sentiments you want to share, but unless you want to explain my sentiments to the people.
No, I don't want to explain your sentiments. That's what to I people. Thought. That's fine. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so finally, the sexiest man alive was announced today. And in honor of that, Ma, I want you to let me know. I'm just going to go over maybe the past, I guess maybe 10, 15 Sexiest Man Alive winners or yes. And I want you to tell me if you think they got it right or no. So in 2007, Matt Damon was selected as Sexiest Man Alive.
I think they got that one dead wrong.
Yeah, I think sexy is in the eye of the beholder, but it's not in my eyes.
Yeah, well, not many people were beholding that. Go ahead, daughter.
2008, they chose Hugh Jackman.
They might have got that one right.
Okay.
Oh, so you're going back all through all those years, huh?
Yes.
Well, speed it up.
2009, they chose Johnny Depp.
Totally got that one right.
Okay. 2010, they chose Ryan Reynolds.
I could see that. I could see. They may have got that one right.
Okay. And 2011, they chose Bradley Cooper.
I think they got that one right.
2012, they chose Channing Tatum.
I'm pretty sure they got that one right.
Okay. 2013, they chose Adam Levine.
Goose egg. They got that one way wrong. They got that one totally wrong. They just didn't even care what the hell they were saying on that one.
I agree.
Mm-mm.
I think that was like the height of the voice, and they just.
Mm-mm.
Agree. I don't want to say anything bad about.
But let's keep it going. Mm-hmm.
2014, we know this one is a double perfect. Chris Hemsworth.
Oof. Please, top of the list, prime, honey, prime, top shelf.
Top shelf, yeah.
Top shelf.
Top shelf. All right, 2015, David Beckham.
Good again.
Yeah.
Good again. Good. Love David Beckham.
2016, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, honey. Yes, yes. Good too.
2017, Blake Shelton.
Yes, I love me Blake.
And that was a controversial one because people said, and I think Blake is attractive. I think he's
Blake is very, but you know, Blake don't bother fixing up much and stuff. But Blake is very handsome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I'm going with Blake. I agree with that one.
We know 2018 they got it right. Idris Elba.
Please, yes, honey. Oh, yes.
2019. Well, it's cute, but John Legend.
Oh, I like me Johnny. I like John Legend.
But no, but yeah.
I think John is sexy, too.
You think they got it right?
Yeah. John is so sexy. He writes his little songs with his little old man voice and singing. Oh, I like John.
I like John Legend, but the sexiest man alive?
And I think he's so supportive of his dippity-doo wife.
Okay.
Oh, right. I think John is totally sexy.
Okay. All right. I didn't... 2020, Michael B. Jordan.
I'm not really feeling him probably in that way.
Really?
But I can understand how some people are, but I'm just like, it can go either way. It's a crapshoot for me.
I think they got it right. I thought they got it right.
Okay, okay.
You said no for that one.
I don't know who they was comparing them to that year. Maybe they didn't have a lot of people running.
I can't believe you said no to him and a yes to John Legend.
To me, John Legend is more sexy. It's just a different kind of thing.
It's a different
thing. To me, John Legend lives the sexiness. To me, the way he is all about being sexy.
No, I got you. I got you. That is, I feel you on that. I do think John Legend is cute. I get it. Okay. 2021 was Paul Rudd.
Some years they don't just don't care, you know.
I don't.
I think
that they were having fun with that one.
But I'm not gonna say you the sexiest nothing. Nah, I'm not going with that.
You are right. Fun.
But you know,
I really truly think they just were just trying to, you know, have a good time and you know.
Yeah, sometimes they been and had a few drinks and smoked a little bit and come up with that stuff, you know. No, mm-mm.
Oh gosh.
Mostly they get it right, but a few of them, at least about three or four of them, have been pretty questionable.
Yeah, that is true. And then now for 2022, Ma, guess who it is? Do you know? Did you hear who it was?
No, I didn't hear.
You didn't hear? Mm-hmm. You're not trying to guess, right? I know you don't have time for all that.
Okay, I'm gonna guess.
Okay, guess.
Tommy Boy.
Who's Tommy Boy?
Tom Brady.
Oh, no, no, okay. No. Okay.
Who?
Chris Evans.
Is that the one with the blue eyes?
No, that's Chris Pine. Chris Evans is Captain America.
Oh, Captain America's cute.
Yeah, he is. He was the one. Remember, yeah. He was in that thing, What's Your Number, and all that stuff.
Yeah. He's cute, and he stayed with her, and she was all lost and confused, and stayed with her overnight. Yeah, he's a gentleman. He's sexy. Yeah.
I remember him just like walking Betty White to the stage. He grabbed her arm, and he was just a real sweet person.
All that stuff is sexy. I'm with Captain America. Yeah,
and everything else is sexy too. But I'll leave that
there
alone.
You go. No, there you go. Good. I like that. I have no problem with that.
Me neither.
No problem with that at all.
So, okay. This was a shorter episode. Do you have anything that you want to say before we go?
Yes, I do have something I want to say to everyone. Today is election day.
But it's going to be past election day when this is released.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess I've already asked you all to go vote. And I hope you did. And we can talk about it next time. Yeah. I just want to tell you to stay safe, have faith, keep hope alive, no matter what the outcomes are, keep hope alive. This is still America. And, you know, we have to work and work and work and work if we want to hang on to our democracy and make it an even better, a more perfect union. Okay? We have to work on it. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what the outcomes are going to be, but we know already that if certain people don't win, they're going to act like they did anyway and carry on. You know, we already know that because they've said it. So we can anticipate that. Let's just say keep hope alive and we'll keep on fighting. Those of us who believe in democracy, which is what we all have been accustomed to, you know, and we don't know what it's like not to have it. And I don't think we really want to go there.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay, so guys, we got to keep hope alive. Okay.
Okay, all right. We sending, positive vibes to everybody. Thanks for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And also, at the Bambushi Happy Hour and all things Peju. Guys, check out our Etsy shop, the Bambushi Happy Hour. Email us with any comments that you have or any questions. We're getting comments and we're getting questions. Guys, we appreciate them all. Ma, thank you for being the co-host. And everybody.
You're welcome, and thank you for being the creator and my boss and whatever. Yeah, thank you for all, and also being my co-host.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.